堂听 class.com。
He is not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, baby.
And you're absolutely not expected to be entertained by his insanity. But who cares? Introducing the finest talk show the 14 minutes of show prep could provide. You're listening to the Zip Code Famous Face Video Online Extreme Talk Show with your host, Chris Phoenix. Welcome to the Face Video Online Extreme Talk Show. I'm the host, Chris.
Here's Wednesday, everybody. Here's a Face Video Online Extreme Talk Show. And I almost forgot the name right there. So basically, we're having a Wednesday, Friday night. And from now on, we're going to be having two shows here each week. And right now, it looks like there's only one person now in this chat room listening to me. But it doesn't matter because the show is going to be recorded, so you can hear it anyway by downloading the show.As usual tonight, we have some topics here to cover, and if you can enter the chat room, please just take a look at this document here, the first discussion topic. And of course, we have many discussion topics. The first one is how to improve your reading skills effectively with the help of the world-famous, Zip Code Famous, Face Video Online host Chris Phoenix. Okay, so I am going to be here to help you guys improve your reading comprehension tonight.And we have several different ways to improve listening and reading. And of course, the priority is reading. So, what do you think? Give me a call and we can discuss.
Turning tables instead.
Yeah, because I'm the Zip Code Famous, Chris Phoenix. So, whenever I go, I just have tons of people surrounding me and asking me for an autograph. And, you know, hey man, you got a lighter?
That's how it goes.
And that's when what happens is that, of course, I don't, because I don't smoke that much. So reading is a very basic skill in terms of learning language. And of course, the famous Chris Phoenix once said, the most important thing in terms of learning how to improve reading is to read a lot, as much as you can. And that's the rule.Improving your reading skills is really just about, you know, the steps you gotta take in order to enhance your business life as well as your personal life. There are so many different ways, many different avenues that you guys can do to improve your reading. What is the most effective way of learning, you know, how to improve your reading comprehension? You know, we can discuss this. If you want, give me a call and we can discuss. So just put your hand up and we are gonna talk.
Yeah.
Alright, we were taught, you know, when we were very young, the words starting at the left side of the page and proceeding across to the right, in which case we have to read from the left to the right, from left to the right, from above to the bottom, right? That's the rule. So Chris Phoenix here tonight is very happy to announce that we can do it the other way around. We can do it from the right to the left. That's called scanning.We scan from the left to the right, the letters, you know, which make up the sentences and the paragraphs. We can do it from the left to the right and also from the right to the left. Because after the end of a line, we just move across and move back to the beginning of the left of the first word in the, on the left side. So basically, we scan left to right and right to left. That's the rule. That's what we do. Okay, we got something very cool here tonight for you guys. It's a very good song. I didn't want to play it.
May it be an easy
song. It seems like every time I play a song, it's kind of rocky. Because this time, you know, Uncle Chris wants to do something different.
May it be
when darkness falls, it's gonna snow, it kind of makes me want to sleep.
Will be true.
It's a good song.
You walk alone.
And I can always understand that Wednesday people are not always out there to listen to my show, because, you know, people are accustomed to listen to this Zico famous face radio on night extreme talk show on Friday evenings. That's when the action happens, you know. Friday evening is the time to get crazy and just go bonkers. Wednesday night, it seems like tomorrow, don't we have to work, you know? It's a Thursday morning, right? We have to get up early and go to work, whatever job that you want. And for me, I have to work. Anyway, so that's kind of sad. When I was in college, my teachers, you know, taught me how to improve my reading comprehension. Basically, Chris, what are you going to do to improve your reading comprehension is to just find the books that interest you, that intrigate some kind of nervous system in your body, that you can feel like you're getting put in by the topics. And that's when I found National Geographic, because that kind of magazine was kind of intriguing in a way that puts me in. And I began to read the geographic information of the world, and I began to learn so many things about different culture, different people. So magazine reading is the number one source for your reading training. That's what I call it. The most important thing in terms of learning how to read is to find, you know, something that's gonna be good, something exciting, something intriguing, something that you can never forget, such as the Zipco famous Chris Phoenix extreme talk show. Okay, cut this crap. We got a good song here. We gotta play this exciting music. And at the same time, I want you guys to join me in discussing this, how to improve your reading skills effectively. Everybody's got a different idea of how to improve reading. And let me try to make sure this system works. It seems like we're having little technical difficulties here with this Windows Media Player. Okay. We're playing. Aren't we? Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, sometimes because I'm a teacher, so I'm supposed to understand what it's about reading. But sometimes because I'm too nervous, or because I get asked too many questions. Obvious mistake people make in terms of improving reading is that they have to find a dictionary somehow and look up every word that they can understand. Okay, there's a word, but I don't understand what this word means, so I'm going to use my dictionary and use the machine to solve the problem. That's the way people do, because straightforward, but not necessarily very efficient. Using a dictionary to somehow understand the meaning of a passage, a paragraph, or an article, so to speak, is not the best methodology in terms of learning reading in my dictionary. Because me believe, you know, my personal belief is that the magazines that you find and the books that you find on the shelves in the bookstores are going to be much better in terms of helping you grasp the essence of reading compared with using a dictionary. Because dictionaries are very boring. They are the most obvious. And not because I'm a famous, I don't use dictionaries, but because I just don't want to use it. Okay, we got somebody here who wants to talk. All right, you on air? Speak up. Hey, hello, my buddy. You're on air. Hey, Grace. You want to talk to me or what? Oh, come on. Let's talk. Are we having a little technical difficulties here? Yeah, Grace, Jen, it kind of sounds like I'm a teacher, but I'm not sure if you are. Anyway, let's talk about this. Okay, we're in the topic of how to improve your reading skills effectively. Am I talking too fast? People don't understand what I'm saying. I always get accused of talking too fast. But right now I'm not. I'm really not. Come on, let's talk. Okay, well, who else we got here? We got one person here. Okay. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna try to do it again. Okay, you're on air.
May it be.
How's it going? You're live on air with Chris Phoenix. Come on, speak up. Come on, sweetheart, let's talk. Are you there? Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. How's it going? Come on, give me a louder voice.
Sorry.
I can't hear you. Speak louder. Get your mouth closer to the microphone so I can hear you. Hey, hello there, my sweetheart. How's it going? You want to talk to me, all right? Okay, anyway, reading comprehension is the kind of skill that everybody lacks. You know, a lot of people ask me how to improve reading. The only solution I can give you is read. Try to do it as much as you can, as often as you can. Try to do it every single day. That's the way to go. It's just that simple. Everything that we want to do in the world, we can do it well if we practice a lot. Not just practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but also Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. That's the way it goes. You got to practice 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, not necessarily 24 hours a day. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you got to do it all the time. You got to do it to 5 hours a day, for example. If you're a student majoring in English, and of course you... It's not exaggeration for somebody who majors in English to be spending like 5 hours plus to read books. What if, you know, Chris, I have a job. I can't really spend 5 hours every day reading English books. Okay, I'll give you a little discount. It's 3 hours. How does that sound? That's good. It's 3 hours. You got to read. Okay, it's 3 hours. If that's too much, 2 hours. The rule is that you gotta read. You gotta find time somehow to do it. And if you don't, the only way for us to learn, to gain some kind of knowledge, is to practice. Practice every single day. And it looks like we don't have anybody here who wants to talk to me. We got about 1, 2, 3, 4 people here. And our topic, of course, is how to improve your reading skills effectively with the help of Chris Phoenix, because I'm the only person in the world that can save you from total failure learning English. Forget about the other English materials, forget about everything else. Tune into my show, unfortunately for you, you're listening to the craziest show in the world. We'll be back after this.
Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Okay, we're back. You are listening to the Face Video on the Extreme Talk Show with your host, Crazy Chris. When it comes to learning Japanese, when it comes to learning Chinese, we always, you know, it seems like it's very easy to learn a language of that is of our mother tongue. That's Chinese, of course. We were born here in this country, so we were supposed to speak our mother tongue perfectly. What if, you know, we were born in a different country? Let's say we were born in Australia. We would be speaking Australian English, right? So we wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we could be able to understand the language perfectly because we were born there anyway. But right now, it seems like the problem is that English language is not our native language. That kind of gives people, you know, the reason to forget about confidence. People don't have confidence anymore because they can't speak so well. So reading, listening, speaking, they are interconnected somehow. When we are reading something, we have to, you know, it's best to speak it up, to pronounce the words, you know. When I'm reading the paragraph, The first paragraph, improving your reading skills can be one of the most important steps you can take in order to enhance your business life as well as your personal life. Okay, I'm reading. I'm also pronouncing the words that, you know, make up the paragraph, the sentences that make up the paragraph, that make up the whole article. That's what I do. I read. And I also communicate with people. I also try to listen. I listen to myself. When it comes to listening, you don't necessarily listen to some other people. You know, when we talk about listening to English, we can be listening to the radio, we can be listening to Chris Phoenix, you know, we can be listening to the TV, or we can listen to some tapes, but we can also listen to ourselves. And that's just the fact that we have to accept. Sometimes listening to ourselves somehow makes us invincible. You gotta try it. Trust me. You're gonna succeed. If you don't try, you will never. Everything in the world happens for a reason. Your girlfriend left you because of a special reason that she would never tell. That is why you have to listen to yourself, listen to your heart. But anyway, back to reality. We're gonna be playing a song here. It's kind of fashion. Anyway, okay, we got somebody here who wants to talk.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise playing in the street.
How's it going? It's Wednesday night, right? How are ya? Hey, my friend, speak up. You on air? Come on, let's talk. Oh, come on, let's talk. Doesn't anybody want to talk to me when he raises his hand? You know? If you raise your hand, you want to talk, right? Come on, let's talk. Otherwise, I'm just going to play this song.
Gonna be a big man someday. You got blood on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you.
Come on, I'll give you one more chance. Come on, talk to me. My name is Chris Phoenix. I'm the host of the talk show here. And you're on the air right now. Talk to me. It's 3, 2, 1. Okay, game over. Let's play the song.
We will.
Anyway, after the show, I think what I'm going to do is go out with my friend. I got kind of an appointment here tonight. And it seems like we're going to go to a club to listen to some music. And, drink some sangria or screwdriver. Yeah, screwdriver. It's not a tool. It's the name of an alcoholic beverage that sometimes people drink. Anyway, so somebody's on the air and somebody want to talk. Okay, I'm gonna try to. Yeah, that's better. The music is not gonna be too loud right now. It's gonna be just right.
Shout it out! We will.
We don't have to just have a party every Friday night. We can have parties Wednesday nights as well. What do you think? Anybody want to talk? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people listening to my song. And Wednesday night, Wednesday here in my grubby studio. It's a good studio. It's got a computer, it's got everything, it's got the modern and the keyboard, the mouse, the telephone, the cell phone, and my clock in my bed, my computer.
It's 2 a.m.
I got a couple, so I got some Maxis. And also the most important asset, the most important reason that you guys should be listening to me is because I have some knowledge in terms of learning English. That's why people listen to me. Not because I'm entertaining, because I'm not. The show is not funny. I'm not an entertainer. I'm an educator. I'm an educator of the world. I can be very helpful if you want to learn something from me, such as playing games.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead.
I always fail in a game of love. It seems like the only thing I can do well is just speak English. That's my professional signature. Everybody's got a signature. Everybody's got something he can be proud of, you know. In other words, everybody's got something that he can show off, he can be arrogant about, he can be cocky because of that. And for me, the reason that makes me proud is because I can do 100%. Like you guys, I used to be a high school little student. When I was a student in high school, I was very good at running. You understand me? Running, and not just the non-distance running. I'm not talking about the 100, I'm not talking about 1500 meter run. I'm just talking about 100 meter dash. I was one of the best runners in my school. You can check my record. You can see my resume. It's right there. I was the one of the best runners in my school. And I was just kind of running so fast, like Michael Johnson, you know, that kind of stuff. Athletic build. I was very powerful, very strong, and all of the. I got a lot of people watch me when I ran. I was very short, you know. I'm a shorty, but I was very powerful and muscular and kind of attractive in a way, you know, in an athletic sense of the word, you know, attractive depending on what kind of. Okay, we can always get back to our topic. Our first topic is how to improve your reading skills effectively. Now let's go to our second topic. American English or British English? What's your choice? Okay, ladies and gentlemen here, everybody speak English. Have to ask himself a question. Do you speak American English or British English? Australian English or Spanish English or Canadian English? And of course, I'm not so sure if Spain even has a language that's got to do with English, because it seems like Spain people speak Spanish. Anyway, which one sounds better? American or British? Okay, what do you think? Give me a call. Let's talk. Come on, don't disappoint me. Let's talk. Come on, people, let's talk. American English, British English. About or which one you're interested in. Come on, people, don't be disappointed. Let's talk. It's gonna be interesting. Okay, we got Nancy here. Alright. Alright, you're on the air.
Can you hear me clearly?
Come on. Yeah, I can hear you. How's it going?
And this is my first time here.
Speak louder. Speak louder. I can hear you.
Speak louder, right?
Yeah, louder. As loud as possible.
Okay, and this is my first time here.
Yeah, congratulations.
I just buy a new microphone and a earphone. So now it's just a test it, it's good or not.
That's good, I can hear you. It's good, your name is Nancy, right?
So, yes, Nancy, you can call me Nancy.
And you love my show, right? You're my fan.
Actually, it's my first time here.
Oh, come on, it's your first time, but you're going to be my fan, I'm sure. Everybody who listens to my show is going to fall in love with me because I'm so attractive. My voice is like a magnet.
Really? I hope so.
It is. It's just a fact, you know. Ask anybody here. I have the most attractive voice in the world. Come on, do you prefer American English or British English? What's your choice? What's your choice, Nancy?
American English.
Oh, why?
Why? Just like you think maybe red is beautiful than blue.
Yeah.
I think American English, when you speak and sound, is very beautiful.
Yeah, American English
British
is very ugly,
English.
Actually. But American English is very popular.
Yes.
I think it's more popular. It's a lot of people are speaking it, such as me.
Yes. and I am always trying to speak the American English.
So what do you think of British English? Do you think it sucks, or do you think it's just old-fashioned, or it doesn't sound so well? Would you like to go to UK if you got a chance?
Maybe not. I think maybe British not. English
yeah.
is very... Maybe it's useful in the formal situation. I mean, in broadcasting for news.
I love the term formal something. Because British English kind of sounds more, you know, like
gentle.
Like a classical gentleman, like in an old-fashioned movie or something,
yes,
you know.
Yes. But just for news, if you want to talk to American English, is better.
All right, I got it. Thank you very much, Nancy. Hope you become my fan from now on.
Okay.
All right, okay, thanks for sharing your idea. Okay, let's see if we got somebody else who wants to talk. And, everybody's got some ideas to which sounds better, American English, British English. For me, Chinese sounds better. Come on, guys, be patriotic. You're Chinese. Speak Chinese. Forget about English. What is the reason for us to learn English? Do we just want to earn more money? Do we just want to sound like very popular? Do we want to hook up with some foreigners? Is that the reason? Girls, ask yourself a question. Yeah, some of my friends, they tell me that the reason they want to learn English is because they want to hook up with some American guys so they can get married, they can immigrate. That's a very vicious secret agenda which I just want to puke. And it's not nice. Okay, my personal belief is that American English is 100% better than British English. There are so many reasons. First of all, American English is kind of popular, right? It's a lot more popular than British English. When you go to the United Nations Assembly, when you talk to the world leaders, you know, you talk to different people from different nations, I mean the leaders. What am I talking about here? Anyway, you go to the business conferences in the world, you hear people from America, from British, from different countries in Europe, from Asia, from Africa, just pretty much everywhere in the world. What kind of language is talking? They are mostly talking in American English because it's more popular, it is more fascinating, it makes people think they are more powerful. Just because they are speaking American English.
That's just the way it is.
Okay, people, what do you think of this topic? Give me a call. Let's talk. Let's share. American English or British English or Chinese English, which is called Chinglish, that's language I prefer. Because as a Chinese, we have to love our own language. Come on, you gotta be kidding me again.
Osama bin Laden.
That's not good. We can't play that kind of music here. Okay, let's try to do something else. I do have something else to show you guys before we get into the topic of, whatever. Okay, we're gonna be playing something very cool, something I wanna talk about. But the fact of matter is that I have to find this kind of stuff. Here it is.
Round two. Unfazed by the pressures of a must-win game.
It's kind
of
like a basketball game. You guys understand what I'm saying? The before every basketball game, there is like a announcer, the person that talks to everybody. He's gonna talk about introducing the coaches of the team and the players. You know all their names. You know how they're gonna play their games. All the superstars, their numbers. You know that kind of stuff, which I think is pretty cool. So that's the thing I'm gonna play right now.
Gained that look of authority, but their worthy opponent was far from punch.
If anybody wants to talk to me about this kind of topic, we can always discuss. So just interrupt me anytime you want. Give me a hand. Let's talk.
They sent a message to the Lakers, even in defeat, as they continue to prove that this series is no mismatch. The champions might have pulled out the game two battle.
Gentlemen, here is NBA on NBC.
The The city of Philadelphia is madly in love with its 76ers, a team that has caught the attention of the rest of the country as we welcome you to the first Union Statue located in...
Okay, that was Allen Iverson. Okay, we got somebody here who wants to talk to me. Whoops. Wow, what's happening? Okay, you're on the air. Let's talk. How's it going? Hey, what's up, my friend?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, so glad to see you. This is my first time here.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And I don't know why I can hear my own echo.
Oh, it's probably because I'm... something here with my setting. Hold on a second. Just give me 5 seconds. Oops. Something wrong. So you can hear yourself talking. That's good. That's good. I'm going to make that disappear. Okay, how about now? Is it better? Okay, that's good. All right. So let's talk about, you know, American English or British English. What's your choice? Give me your opinion. It's good. It's good. Yeah. And of course, there are so many different differences between the two accents, American English, British English. The American English, you say hot. You know, this girl is hot. This girl is so hot. She's just like, you know, a piece of cake I want to eat. In British English, you say it's hot. It's not hot. And in British English, you say this movie is awesome. But guess what? In American English, it's not awesome. It's awesome. You got it. Many of them. Many like hot, hot, not, awesome. There are many different, you know, like water, which is British English. In American English, how does that sound? It's water. And it's not water, it's water. The T kind of sounds like D. It sounds like water instead of water, you know. It's popular. It's getting a lot of popularity. At my school in college, everybody was learning British English. So it was kind of fortunate that I was one of the students in my class because I was the only one who preferred learning American English. And the teachers just loved me because I was special. I'm always the teacher's favorite student. Yeah. Yeah, guess what? Guess what? Because I was crazy and nobody was answering their questions, and I would be answering their questions. I would be talking like 45 minutes, and the teachers could pretty much have a rest and get a drink, and I could be there and talking forever until the class was over. That's why they loved me. Yeah, but unfortunately the girls didn't love me, so too bad. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I get so nervous. You might think that I might have confidence because I can speak English well, but the fact of the matter is that I do get nervous. I get so nervous, I shake. You know, my teeth fight each other. And I just stand there and I shake like I feel cold, like it's in the middle of the coldest winter. And everybody is like standing still and very calm, very relaxed. And me, just like a very nervous little boy who's never seen a word. And you have to believe it. I have video evidence to prove that. I got a video here on my computer. My friend shot of me during the speech competition. And I was standing here very nervous. My voice was kind of shaking. There were so many people sitting there listening to me, and I didn't make sense because I was nervous. It was not because I didn't prepare. I did prepare for about 2 hours, which was all the time I had. So everybody else was preparing for like 2 weeks. So I was lazy, and I'm still am lazy, unfortunately. No, I can't really show you. It's very embarrassing. I can't really show it to anybody. It's just in a secret folder on my computer that nobody can see that. Not even my future wife and kids, and not even my grandkid. I'm never gonna show it to anyone. Maybe Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's kind of simple. First of all, you have to talk to yourself. And I know this is unbelievable. You might think I'm crazy. But by talking to yourself, you gain confidence and skills. When you're talking to yourself in the morning, everybody's sleeping. You just scare the heck out of everybody. Everybody wants to get up and kill you. Because you like getting up at 5:30. Your roommates are still sleeping. And you're reading English. You're talking to yourself. People think you're, you know, from another planet. You're strange. But the teachers love you. The teachers absolutely adore you. Like a little kid. Like a little baby. You know, because you are the one that when nobody has the courage, nobody has the guts to answer their questions, you will answer their questions. Regardless whether you know the answer or not. So sometimes the teacher asks you a very difficult question that you're not supposed to understand. And of course, I would still stand up and give him an answer. And I would be talking about something else. But the teacher would still be happy because an answer was better than no answer. Even though the answer was not the answer she wanted. But it was still an answer because it was better than no answer. Right? Thank you. Well, standard English and informal English, there are like two different ideas. You have to, you know, when you're talking to some business people, when you're writing a paper, like, you know, school project or something like that, when you're taking exams, you have to be very formal. The words you put in there, the things you say must be very formal. On the other hand, when you're talking to your friends, when you're just hanging out with some jerk from America, you can just pretty much talk about anything. Forget about grammar. Forget about, you know, the correct grammatically rules. Forget about all of that kind of crap. Just speak your heart. Talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about. So the I think there's a very simple rule, you know, in terms of distinguishing how to nerd the standard English is that everything that's in a dictionary should be correct. Everything that the teacher teaches you in class should be reasonably formal. That's the thing that you follow. When you're talking to your friends, when you're going to a dance club, you meet some foreigners and you're like, you know, shooting a little breeze, having a little informal conversation, you don't consider that formal English. Do you? Are you there? Hey, my friend, are you still there? Not a problem, not a problem. Very happy to talk to you. Yeah, go ahead. How do you pronounce Stanner? Nerd from the dictionary, you know, what can I tell you? You can't really nerd from me because my English is not standard. So you have to nerd from teachers. There are a lot of foreigners going out, running around the streets. You can't really nerd from them because their English is not standard as you want them to be. You have to nerd from the teachers that have the certificates, you know. And of course, I'm talking about American teachers, not Chinese teachers. Because no Chinese can speak English that's considered standard. Because we were born here, not there. You gotta talk to somebody like George Bush. Or, I'm just kidding. You gotta talk to somebody who can speak English well. No, I'm saying that you have to talk to somebody who's a native speaker who can speak English well. And I am not a native speaker, so you cannot really learn from me. You can learn from my ideas, my teaching, but you cannot imitate my pronunciation. Thank you. Wow, it's always very nice to hear people, you know, consider me a native speaker. It's kind of honor, and I feel good about it. But sometimes I feel embarrassed because sometimes people know that according to the way I express myself, it's still Chinese. You know, the culture, the background, the stuff that's in my mind. Sometimes the way I view the world, the standpoint, the perspective which I look at things from is very Chinese. It's not very westernized, and people. They talk to me, they understand that I'm coming from a country that's very, you have the idea. It's kind of hard to explain, but you have to feel that. Yeah, when I talk to you, I feel that you're Chinese. Yeah, I don't even have to hear you talking. I can just, you know, read something you write. You can write me a sentence, you can write me a piece of poetry, you can write me an article. Or I can maybe reach a blog posts, and I can see that you're Chinese. Yeah, the way you think, the way you view the world, the way you talk, and the way you understand people. So that's why I've always considered myself a Chinese. I would always consider myself a Chinese because I was born here, I grew up here, everybody around me is a Chinese except you know, some of my friends. So everybody that's been helping me grow up, and my teachers, my friends, my families, my whatever, they are Chinese. I do have some friends who are Americans, they are just hilarious. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on this. It's just a communication tool. It's not a natural science. You always keep in mind that English is a language. It's not physics. It's not biology, it's not chemistry, it's not mathematics. It's not some kind of natural science that you can dig into. It's just a language. Its only purpose is for communication. You can communicate, that's perfect. You don't have to speak English like Americans. You don't have to speak English like British. You can just speak English like a Chinese. but people understand you. That's the point. That's good. That's good. Hey, very nice talking to you. What's your name? Yeah. What's your name? Rose? Alright, that's a good name. You got a camera there, right? I can see your face. Okay, that's you. Alright, thank you very much. You take care of yourself. And hopefully talk to you again. Alright. Okay, everybody here, just now we talked to a very friendly listener here on the show, and right now what I'm going to do is continue to play the music. Come on, what's happening here? Where's my music?
Philadelphia 76ers from the Core State Center.
Basketball is something I used to play because I was very short, so people would be laughing.
But I think that's really what helped them here. They got a healthy
Derrick Coleman. Doesn't really matter. I'm not crying like a baby anymore. I can very short. I can't
down
really play
low,
well.
Do what he wants.
But sometimes it's just frustrating
me.
It's just irritating. When people are toner, you know, why are people toner? Why am I so short?
Give me the rock.
And now, Philadelphia, it's time to meet the coaching staff and starters for your Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I like the guy who says a 76ers. That's
the equipment manager is Alan Lumpkin.
I'm gonna do it.
76ers.
Yeah. 76ers.
Okay. Equipment.
Give me the rock.
And now, Philadelphia, it's time to meet the coaching staff and starters for...
Oops, what's happening? Oh, something's wrong here. We have technical difficulty. Okay, what's happening? We're having a technical difficulty. It's not working. I gotta do something here. Okay, let me get back to the room. Okay, everybody, apologize. We're connecting to the server once again because just now I was dropped. I'm not sure what the hell happened. I just got kicked out. Come on, people. Oh my God! I got kicked out, man. I got kicked out, man. What's happening?
Philadelphia 76ers from the Core State Center here. You know, but I think that's really what helped them here. They got a healthy Derrick Coleman. I mean, this is a big, strong guy that can shoot threes from the outside and go down low, do what he wants. But you got Allen Iverson.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you got Anna Iverson or anybody. I really don't care. I just want to get the show back on track. That's what I want. That's all I want to do is just get back on the show. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. Don't do this to me. Come on. Yeah. It's kind of disappointing. Steer mix. It's going well, but we just got kicked out. That's what happened. It's just oh, come on, man. What the hell? Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Give me a chance to get back to you. Come on, my showroom. It's my show. I kind of get kicked out of my own show. It's not hilarious. I almost used the F word just now. Forgive me. So, I don't want to fly off handle tonight. At least not tonight. Maybe next night, but let me try to get back. Okay, we're back. Okay, connecting. We're back. We're gonna be back in just a few seconds. Okay, we're back. Anyway. Wednesday show here is encountering some technical difficulties here. Okay, everybody. I'm gonna do it again.
And they're also 20 points a game. They're trying to make him that real good point.
I'm still here, everybody. Come on, you want to talk to me or not? Today we have a lot of cool stuff here to talk about. One of the things we got to talk about is, let me find this. Where's my show prep? Okay. Okay, the English jokes, we have jokes. The date. When the young waitress in the cave in Tom's building started waving hello every day, Tom was flattered, for she was at least 15 years younger than he. Oh, that's lucky. One day, she waved and beckoned to Tom again. When Tom strode over, she asked, are you single? Oh, why, yes, Tom replied, smiling at her broadly. So is my mom, she said. Would you like to meet her? Oh, come on. What are you talking about? I'm not going to meet your mom. I want to date you, not your mom. You understand me? Okay, the second joke. But the teacher cried. It's a very funny title. You know, the teacher cried. The six-year-old John was terribly spoiled. His father knew it, but his grandma doted on him. He hardly left her side, and when he wanted anything, he either cried or threw a temper tantrum. Then came his first day of school, his first day away from his grandma's loving arms. When he came home from school, just his grandma met him at the door. Was school all right? She asked. Did you get a nod all right? Did you cry? Cry? John asked. No, I didn't cry. But the teacher did cry. She cried. I have to apologize, everybody. I'm sorry that what happened just now. Are we still connecting or broadcasting? Something wrong. Something wrong here. It's kind of unfortunate what happened. Come on, people. What's happening? What is happening here is just unbelievable. We're having a little technical difficulties. Nobody seems to understand what's happening, but the famous Chris Phoenix, of course, does not have any idea what happened. I don't have any idea what happened. I got disconnected. Trying to, hold on a second. This is not good. It's not supposed to be this way. You know, Wednesday show here is supposed to be every very happy, you know, happy haha show. Everybody should be supposed to enjoy himself. Why is this kind of stuff happening all the time? All right. What is happening? What do we get this kind of stuff? Come on. Come on. Oh, okay, doesn't matter. I can forgive you. Of course, I have to. Okay, I'll do it again. Let me try it again. The showroom is... Okay, we're back. Are we back? It's good. That's good, people. We're back. Kitchen, Okay. I'm doing it again. What's up this time? Is it better? Is it better? Can people hear me? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's talk. It's okay? You guys hear me? Oh, good. Good. Great. Great. That's awesome. That's just terrific. Okay.
Philadelphia 76 for your Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, people,
the equipment manager is Alan.
You're listening to the world zip code famous Chris Phoenix here on faceradio.cn. We are having a little technical difficulties here, but very fortunately for you guys, finally we're able to talk again. And please, people, let's talk. What's going on today? Today, some weird stuff happened. I wasn't able to talk to people. I was having a lot of echoes, and I was kicked out of my own show, and the people were not able to hear me. That's what happened today. And it's very unfortunate because I just want to go to a club after the show, but I want to talk to my friends. Okay, I'm going to try to play myself. I'm going to do the show while listening to my cell phone. I'm not listening to myself, I'm just gonna... Oh, what the heck am I talking about? Come on. Come on, we got a joke. We got two jokes here. But unfortunately for you guys, the jokes are over. Because I was talking about the jokes when I was out.
Head athlete.
Okay. Am I talking about something that even makes sense? Can you guys hear me? Hey, come on, can you guys hear me? Let me know. I'm not sure if just I'm talking to myself. Does anybody hear me? Does anybody hear the famous Chris Phoenix voice? Come on, let's talk. It's a good Wednesday evening. Okay, you hear me? Rose, you hear me, right? That's good, that's good. That's great, yeah. Alright, we gotta talk. Somebody give me a hand. Somebody give me a hand. Figuratively and literally, let's talk. What do you think about this, let's talk? Very clearly, that's good. Okay, I'm gonna tell you my joke, my favorite joke. One day, Chris Phoenix was skipping classes and going to the library to reading some magazine, and he saw a girl that was very pretty. So Chris Phoenix was deciding that today I'm gonna go after this girl. I'm gonna invite her to lunch with me. I'm gonna do something special. So Chris Phoenix, okay, end of joke. Let's play this.
The trainer, Lenny Currier. The physical conditioning coach, Randy Ayers. The assistant coaches are Gar Hurd, John Kuster, Mo Cheeks, and Mark Turgeon. And the head coach, Larry Brown. And now your starters. A 6'7 forward from Texas Tech, number 7, Mark Davis. A 6'10 forward from Syracuse University, the train, number 44, Derek Coleman.
Their train, number 44, David Coleman. Oh, yeah.
A 6'10 center from Wyoming, number 42, Theo Ratner. A 6'6 guard from Ohio State University, number 22, Jimmy Jackson. And a 6-foot guard from Georgetown University, the 1997 NBA Rookie of the Year, number 3, Allen Iverson.
Okay, Allen Iverson, ladies and gentlemen, that was Allen Iverson, 2005, still playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. Okay, let's talk. Two topics today. Number one, What is the best way to improve reading skills effectively? Number two topic is American English, British English, which one you prefer? My answer is I prefer Chinese. Did that surprise you? Come on, let's talk. What do you think of you know, having a relationship while you're come on. You gotta be kidding me. I'm not supposed to talk about this kind of stuff. It's weird. I don't even understand what I'm thinking. Sometimes I just go crazy. You guys hear me? What's happening here? 6 o'clock. And 6 o'clock is supposed to end the show, but still people are listening to me, so I've decided that I'm going to continue to talk because I want to talk to people. Please, give me a hand. Let's talk. Whatever you want to talk about, doesn't matter. We can just talk. Okay, here's the song.
May it be an evening star. Shines down upon you.
No, I was talking. Okay, Rose, you want to talk?
May it be when darkness falls.
Anybody who wants to talk to me, please raise your hand and I'll let you talk. Come on. Give me some help here. I'm begging you. Come on, let's talk. You have to talk. If you want to talk, I'm going to let you talk. It's not talking. It is. Okay. Okay, right now. Do it again. Sorry, my bad. I forgot. Okay, man, let's talk. Hey, Rose. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to hear your voice. Because I'm not famous. Maybe it's just because my show is very boring and what I'm talking about doesn't make sense. Maybe I talk too fast. Maybe people don't understand what the heck I'm talking about. You know. Yeah, maybe the girls just laugh me too much, you know. Maybe the girls are just too scared to talk to me because they all have, you know, fallen in love with me. So they are kind of nervous, you know. I can't understand it. That doesn't matter. I get used to it. Don't worry about that. I can get used to it. How many people are talking here right now? Only two. You and me. Nobody else. No, nobody's talking besides you and me. It's just you and me, just you and me. Nobody else. And it's 3 minutes past 9 o'clock. Very happy to be here tonight. It's a Wednesday show. Everybody, here's Face Radio Online Extreme Talk Show. My special guest here is Rose. Come on, Rose, tell me a joke. Give me something interesting. No, come on, just give us a very good relationship joke. Like a boy and a girl, you know, that kind of thing. Oh yeah, that's a good topic. No, it's not. It's not very difficult. We can just laugh. We can just smile. Doesn't matter. No, I don't want to see them. I just want to see you. That's enough. I don't believe any of them are more beautiful than you. No, seriously, you're okay, you know. You're not, you're better than average, so I'm not sure if any of your roommates are better than you. Seriously. No, I don't want to look their face. I don't want to do it. I look at too many faces of girls every day. I want to puke. I want to screw up. Right now, I'm in Chengdu, the biggest city in Western China. Yeah, I'm in downtown. I'm in my room, in my apartment, the place where I live. My little apartment studio here with my computer, my bed. It's by the way, it's a double bed. It's a very comfortable bed. So supposed to be having five people here sleeping on the bed, but only me at this point. So I need some dogs and cats. Now I graduated last year, so I'm not a student anymore. Sometimes I miss the days when I was still a student. I want to cry. I want to go back to my school. I want to see my teachers and my friends and my schoolmates and all the buildings, all the books, especially National Geographic magazine in my old school library. And by the way, it's on the first floor, so nobody went there except me. I miss the days when I was a student. Sometimes I wish I were still a student, but sometimes I'm so glad I got out because right now my life is better. I got more money. That's just the brutal fact. I don't have enough money to buy a Mercedes, but I have more money than when I was a student, so I can buy some kind of stuff like a lot of rubbish here in my room. My job is basically I can't talk about my job. It's so secret. I can't talk about it. Sorry. If you want to know my job, you have to get to know me really well. Nobody knows what my job is. Nah, my job is not here because I only spend a few hours here every day. Every week. Not every day, just Wednesday and Wednesday night and Friday night, so just a couple hours here and there, Wednesday, Friday nights. I do the show, I prepare, and sometimes I talk to people here in the chat room. I do some kind of organizing of the content of the web page of the section of the page that belongs to me, and that's pretty much all I do. I don't consider this my job, but it's a good job. If I could have such a job, maybe I will someday. It's my dream. It's my dream to be doing this professionally. Yeah, I am. I just hope that someday I can be a professional talk show host. Hosting a show like this, talking to people like you, but having more money. That's the point. So, well, why am I always talking about money? That's kind of sick. Anyway, let's see if I have some good music here. What kind of music do you like, Rose? Okay. Ah, okay, that's good. Yeah, almost feel like you've fallen in love with me by now. Okay, let's see if I have some good music. Okay, this one's good. You hear that?
It's all inspiration.
Come on. everybody knows I'm a horrible singer. When I go out with my friends to the karaoke bar, I am the one that's forbidden from the microphone because when I sing a song, everybody dies. You hear me? Are you still there, my friend?
Every day, don't try to hide it, love with no disguise. I see the fire burning in your eyes. Only when I'm dancing can I feel this free. At night, I lock the doors when no one can see. I'm tired of dancing here all by myself. Tonight, I wanna dance with someone else. Get into the groove, boy, you got to prove your love to me. Yeah. Get up on your feet, yeah. Step to the beat, boy, what will it be? Without you.
Anyway, that's a good song, don't you think? Are you still there? Okay, did you you like it? Do you like the song or do you like the way I sing it? Okay, it's a good song. It's good. Oh wow, wow, wow. My name is Chris. Chris Phoenix. Oh, just call me... Yeah, Chris Phoenix. It's a good name. It's a good name for a radio show host. That's me. So I'm so proud. I'm very, very proud. You're listening to Face Radio on the Extreme Talk Show. It's 12 minutes past 6... Not 6 minutes. It's Mountain Standard Time. So anyway, here in China, it's a 9... 9 o'clock. 12 minutes. Okay. It's time to end the show. Yeah, you're right. It's time to end our communication now. Thank you very much, Rose. I'll talk to you again next time. You take care of yourself. And don't forget to... don't forget to miss me. Okay, everybody here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people here, and it's 12 minutes past 6. Me. Why do I always say 6 o'clock? It's not 6 o'clock. It is. Actually, somewhere in the world, it's 6 o'clock, but right here in China, it's, I think it's 9, 12. Anyway, everybody, here's the Chris Phoenix Show, and it's time to say goodbye tonight. I miss you guys, and I'm going to talk to you guys again next. In the next 48 hours, we're going to talk again because Friday night is going to be the day after tomorrow. We're going to talk again. So, okay. See you guys. Peace out.